Joanna Thurlow is truly a Jack, or is it a Jill? Of all trades. Born in Newfoundland and living in Halifax for the past 20-something years, she has had many lives. She is a baker, a yoga teacher, a mom, and now, as of last week, a published author. Her debut novel, Forever is the Sweetest Con, yes, like the Taylor Swift lyric, is a thrilling blend of romance and adventure. In it, we meet Cleo and Kay, where a Love Island-style reality dating show turns legitimately dangerous in the blink of an eye. Thurlow has been touring around Canada promoting the book, hosting a book launch event this past Tuesday evening in the Halifax Central Library. As a local author from Nova Scotia, I expected to hear stories about how the recent cuts to arts and publishing programs in Nova Scotia has affected her journey on getting this book to shelves. Thankfully, this was not the case for Thurlow, as her publisher is in PEI. I did still have the pleasure of speaking with her privately after the event to hear more about her experiences as a new local author. Here is what she had to say. The publishing industry has been, let's face it, a little messy lately. With grants and funding for local authors being cut left and right, it can seem a daunting industry to navigate. But my guest here today, however, has managed to do just that. She's currently touring across the country, launching her first ever novel, Forever is the Sweetest Con, and living my little girl dreams. I have the utmost pleasure to introduce Miss Joanna Thurlow. That's how you say that. Joanna, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I'm so excited to get into the book, by the way.
Thank you.
So why a romance novel? Why not the psychological culty MLM stuff that I am now eager to find?
Well, I mean, I did both. Romance for me is it's kind of like my comfort. So I read really widely. I read the psychological horror. I read thriller. I read literary fiction. But when I really just want something that I know is going to hit the spot and is going to satisfy me in the way that I need and is going to comfort me, I reach for romance. And I think at the moment in my life when I started writing this book, that it's what I kind of needed. I needed some, like a comfort write as opposed to a comfort read.
I hear that. What made you then want to try and get it published?
Well, you know, I had written a novel previously that I didn't consider for publication. It was more just a practice in writing and in starting and finishing something and kind of learning how to write a book. And I really enjoyed it. And so when I wrote this one, I did it with the eye of publishing just because, like you said, like kind of like a childhood dream. Like I've loved books and writing since as long as I can remember. And I've always admired authors. And the idea of it maybe potentially being me was just, it was really enticing. So I decided to go for it.
What was that process like?
It was long. Publishing is famously a very slow moving industry. Part of it is, you know, you write the book, you revise the book over and over. That itself is a long process spanning several years. But then there's the process of actually getting it published. So my journey, we'll call it, sort of looked like a lot of rejection, nothing happening over, you know, the course of about 18 months, and then things happening all very quickly. So, yeah, I was trying to get the book published for, I would say, just over a year and a half, and I found my publisher. I signed my publishing contract almost a year ago to the day. It was July 2025, and now the book is on shelves. So it moves very slowly until it doesn't.
So how did you handle all of that rejection beforehand? Like, what kept you coming back and kind of keep trying?
I mean, I think rejection is part and parcel of the industry. You know, I don't know any writer, no matter how big and famous they are now, that didn't also face rejection. And I really felt like it wasn't a matter of, you know, I mean, I felt like in my bravest days, I felt like it wasn't a matter of me not being good enough or my book not being good enough. It was just a matter of finding the right fit. And, you know, like I said, that was me in my brave days. I had a lot of days where I was ready to give up and ready to quit and felt like I could never do it. But at the end of the day, I think I really, really wanted it. So I kept going.
I really like that mindset. Yeah, it's a lot more fun than kind of just stressing about it the whole time.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of stressing. Don't you worry. But
I can
imagine.
I would be too.
Yeah.
Do you think that the recent cuts to all the arts and publishing programs might have had something to do with this?
With my like long journey. Mm. Not exactly in my case, because my publisher is in PEI, and I wasn't at the time looking at Nova Scotia publishing and grants and things like that. It didn't affect me in this trajectory, but I will certainly affect others, and it's really a shame.
Mm, for sure. What do you hope readers get from your work?
Oh, honestly, I just want people to have a good time reading it. I really feel like it is rough out there these days. It's hard on so many levels. And for me, reading a romance especially, it's a bit of escape. It's a bit of fantasy. It's a bit of hope. You know, you're guaranteed your happy ending. And I want people to read my book and for a few hours while they're reading, just get away from the real world. And if they can have that and have that bit of relief from that and have a good time, then I think I've done my job.
Isn't that just what reading is? Ah, I love it. Me too. I personally could keep chatting for hours, but I am going to wrap it here. Thank you so much again for speaking with me today. Before I officially end here, was there anything else you'd like to share with me and our listeners today?
Sure. My book, Forever is the Sweetest Con, is on sale now. You can find it at most places where you can buy books, especially here in Halifax. You can order it online. Please support local independent bookstores. And you can find me on Instagram at Joanna Loves Books.
Great. Well, thank you again, everyone, for listening to CKDU. My name is Jenna McConnell, and I'll see y'all soon. Supporting local authors and bookstores has never been more important and is super easy to do. Whether it be buying a book locally instead of through Indigo, attending an event, or trying a new book or author that you'd never heard of before, every little bit helps. Nova Scotia has a vibrant industry of fantastic writers, and it would be an absolute shame, in my opinion, to miss any of it. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.